from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Sacramento calls time.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Klay Thompson, he scored his last bucket for the Golden State Warriors. That was Tim Roy on the call earlier this year, Klay's game winner against the Sacramento Kings. Klay Thompson is going to the Dallas Mavericks. Klay Thompson, original Splash Brother, going to the Dallas Mavericks. He was here 13 years, played in 11 of them, four titles, and a certain Hall of Famer. He's played his last game with the Warriors. The Warriors have signed DeAnthony Melton. He played for Philly last year. They gave him a one-year, $12.8 million contract, which I'm going to assume is the full mid-level. He's a two-guard, and
Played 38 games last year,
and the Warriors signed him to a one-year, $12.8 million deal. DeAnthony Melton started his career with Memphis and played the last couple years with Philly. 888-957-9570 is the number. How you feeling, Warrior fans? Klay Thompson, Dallas Maverick. Sounds weird.
Yeah, it does. It's a sad day for me, man.
Yeah.
And Warrior fans.
Well, it's funny because, you know me. I'm not sentimental about these things, but I was just thinking, my daughter's home with me now.
Gotcha.
She's 22, and Klay was always her favorite player. Like when she was 10 years old, she loved Klay.
Yeah.
She just liked Klay more than, you know, Steph or Draymond. That was her guy. So I'm sure there are a lot of fans that have that kind of reaction.
He shot 36% last year, Stoney, from three.
He's athletic. Yeah. He is athletic.
26 years old.
Let's go to Chris in Dublin. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Just driving, going to grab some lunch real quick. So I know you guys are going through the callers real quick, so I wanted to talk about Klay from the perspective of the Warriors and him as a person, and real quick touch on him on the Mavericks, if that's ultimately where he's going. You know, Steiny, I agree with you. I think it was very clear that he needed a change of scenery. You know, the Warriors tried to diminish his role. They tried to go have him go stand up, you know, stand in the corner, be a three-point spot-up shooter. What did Klay do? How did he react? He visibly sulked. Invisibly did not run up and down the floor with vigor. I mean, you could tell he was hurt over us trying to change his role in the middle of the year. So, you know, we appreciate the greatness. I'll never forget 29 points and, or rather 37 points in a quarter, 60 points in 29 minutes. That, you know, I'm going to remember Klay with his greatness. I'm not going to choose to remember how it's been the last few years, but unfortunately, he's left a sour taste in a lot of fans' mouth. I mean, it's been 6 years since that first injury. 6 years. And this guy has simply refused to change the way he plays. So, yeah, I think, I mean, everyone talks about Draymond being a bad guy. I get it. But we're at the point now where we're talking about Klay Thompson, Mr. Laid Back, Mr. Boat Guy. We're talking about him being a cancer now and a potential toxic person to our locker room. Because he's looking around, he's got to get his, and then you've got all these other guys that are looking at him like, dude, you're the dude at 24-hour fitness now that we got to not pass the ball to. We got to tell you to stop shooting because you are so far out of touch with what's going on that we got to take it from you. So I kind of think it's addition by subtraction. We're taking the reins from Klay. We're giving it to the young guys. And we're going to say, you know what? We're not going to settle for mediocrity with Klay and do a swan song. We're going to try to make a play. And if mediocrity is the answer, that's what it is. Klay had to go. His time was done here. And all right, you're talking about a guy going to the Mavericks? Real quick, if you let me.
Yeah.
If he's going to the Mavericks, you're talking about Kyrie Irving, Luka Doncic, and now Klay Thompson being three of your main perimeter defenders. Good luck. Good luck. And touching back on what he did with us, there's no guarantee he's going to be able to go stand in the corner and hit some high a high clip of three-point shots with Luke and Kyrie. Because guess what? He didn't do it when he had the opportunity with us. And he can't defend? Yeah, good luck in Dallas. Anyways, I'm out.
Thanks, Chris.
I'm out.
Well, Dallas wanted him.
Thanks,
and we talked about it. I think it's a fit. And everybody that they ran out there, speaking of the Mavs, Kleba, Tim Hardaway Jr. weren't known for their defense. I think this is a good fit for Klay. And to the caller's point, I hear him. That's how you feel. Doesn't mean you're right, but I think he's dismissing, Klay and his ability to get hot in his second half he had.
I don't think that it's fair to call him a cancer or toxic.
Because we could bring up another name if we wanted to do that.
Yeah, that to me is
that ain't fair.
Pretty harsh. Let's go to TC in Sacramento. What's going on, TC?
Hey, what's up? Hey. Steiny, Guru, what's going on?
Hey, talk to us.
Hey, man, listen, y'all know I'm tapping in. Hey, y'all know I'm a Kings fan down here, man. But listen, I got to tap in on the Klay. Listen, the Klay situation, y'all got a lot of, I'm not going to get into y'all boundary because y'all, that's warrior talk. But I'm hearing a lot of callers call in, just basically trying to poop on Klay. It was about that's why Malik Monk signed back with us, bro, because it's about the loyalty and about the love. Everybody Malik could have got more money. No, Malik came back because he loved it here and the city loved him, and we wasn't trying to play with him. We came up to him up front, bro, this is what we got for you, and we want you back. I don't think the Warriors did that with Klay, man. Y'all gave Dre that money. Y'all was supposed to give Klay the money, and y'all was supposed to work it out how y'all supposed to work it out with that dude. I like him in Dallas. Dallas is kind of sneaky scary. They got the boy Najee Marshall, and now they got Klay sitting over there in the corner spotting up, shooting dog. If he owned, Dallas can be kind of scary, bro. Let's not overlook Dallas. Look, check it out, man. It was about the loyalty with Klay. Klay, well, you see he signed for lesser money, but I'm not going to get into the Warriors talk, bro. All I feel like is it was the loyalty part behind that situation, dog.
And that's what hurts.
Was foul.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
That was foul.
Yeah. Steiny, that's what hurts, though. Because that's how I'm feeling, like he wasn't done right. But if you're to tell me D'Anthony Melton is your starting two guard, and I know he may not be on the team, some stuff still can happen. But if that's the swap, D'Anthony Melton for Klay, miss me with selling me on they've gotten better.
They might have.
Well,
I mean, we don't know that yet. And that's where I'm at. What would doing right by Klay look like?
Maybe give Dre 2 for $50, well, and then Klay getting
this,
2 for $50
this offseason.
Yeah,
I mean, you already did Draymond like you did him. What?
Maybe again, I'm speaking on stuff I don't know didn't happen, but a phone call.
They had.
No, I'm talking about from Steph and Dre, to allow him to just dip for what seems minimal, Steiny, is shocking. Because I prep myself for Orlando. They're going to throw big money at him. And now, to the caller's point, Steiny, the Warrior culture, I thought, would take care of their own. And I thought Klay, he wouldn't turn down $30 million, but to go do what he signed for, if this is the reports are accurate, Steiny, I'm shocked.
Isaac's in San Mateo. Hey, Isaac, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The first-time caller here.
All right.
So I want to say, hi to Steiny and Goo. Anyway, today's, I mean, for us, you know, for my family and I, it's a sad day for, you know, we do like Klay Thompson here.
Of course.
And go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, of course we like Klay Thompson, all you.
Yeah, it's just a sad day here that, we're very appreciative of his time here with the Warriors, you know, with him, you know, we won these four championships, you know, with him and obviously Curry and Draymond and Durant. But still, you know, we got to be appreciative. You know, he gave us all this time with us here. So it's a sad day. I mean, hopefully we do get some good assets in return. But, let's see what happens, though. Did you guys hear of any, of the other people that are coming in, hopefully through a sign and trade?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Isaac. Appreciate the call. If you're just joining us, Klay Thompson is signing with the Dallas Mavericks, 3 years, $50 million. And the Warriors have acquired De'Anthony Melton for the $12.8 million mid-level exception. He played with Philly last year, Memphis before that. He's an athletic two, can play make a little bit. And the Warriors, that's their move so far this offseason. De'Anthony Melton.
Yes,
De'Anthony Melton.
Klay played more games than him last year. He only played 38.
He's not a part of the sign and trade.
Gotcha.
Which tells me that the Warriors didn't like anything to coming back from Dallas or a third party, and instead they lose Klay, and then they get the full mid-level to use, and they use it on De'Anthony Melton. 888-957-9570 is the number. Tom's in Sonoma. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man?
Hey, Guru. Hey, Steiny. How you guys doing? Thanks for calling, taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, man, all this negativism's got to stop. You need to give Klay his flowers, man. What this guy did for us 13 years, man, gave us great entertainment, great effort, hard work, you know, four chips. There should be nobody calling him out and calling him these names. All I hope for Klay is the best in Dallas. I hope he has a great career. And, everybody, we have to have a few adults in the room here, and it's time to grow up. The other thing, Steiny and Guru, I got one question for you guys, man. I'm a little confused on this sign and trade. So if we do a sign and trade, do we get to negotiate the player coming back to us? Or
yes.
How does that work?
Yes, you would. You would be able to do that. The problem is the Warriors didn't like anything Dallas was offering, and so they ended up, I don't even know. I think Klay just signed with Dallas as a free agent. Or was it part of a sign and trade?
It's part of a sign and trade.
But the Warriors got nothing back. Go ahead, Evan.
We don't know. That's why there was the original hangup. He is traded to the Dallas Mavericks, 3 years, $50 million with the player option. The reason why Slater and everyone else had been hesitant to finalize everything is because the compensation has not yet been decided.
Okay. There you have it.
And this is the latest from Wojnarowski. Warriors and Mavericks still working through details of a sign-and-trade, which includes Hornets sending the Mavericks 2 second-round picks for Josh Green, sources tell ESPN. One of those picks could end up in Golden State. Thompson will land in Dallas on the 3-year deal.
Mm. You heard it here first. It's going to be Kleba.
You think so? Huh?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah. I do. He can shoot. Let's go to
Klay.
Anders in Oakland. Hey, Anders, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys, how are you guys doing?
Well,
I just had can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so my thing is, Joe Acob was so freaking smug for all those years about how we were light years ahead of everybody else, and there's Wiseman, there's Poole, we got nothing for CP3, we get nothing from Klay. What happened to being light years ahead?
Well, thanks, Anders. I mean, yeah, dynasties don't last forever. That's why they're dynasties. Yeah. I mean, listen, all the Joe Lake of people who dislike Joe Lacob are going to come out of the woodwork. You know that.
The other part of the D'Anthony Melton signing is when you use the mid-level exception, you hard cap yourself at the first apron. So they previously hard capped themselves at the second. They're now hard capped. They cannot exceed $178 million for their salary this season. Continues to move in the direction of shaving and saving money.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. We knew this day was there at some point. You know, I would say if you want to be safe, say, you know, the dynasty's not over, but the dynasty as we know it is.
Right. And you're coming off a year where you didn't even qualify for the playoffs and you lost your second best shooter, who was 39% from three, average 18 a game.
Tim in Raleigh, North Carolina. What's up, Tim?
Hey, fellas. Hey, Guru, help me out on this one, and I'm really being honest on this one, because I feel what you're saying about you think he might have not got done right, but, and both of y'all, like, help me here. Like, they paid him $86 million to rehab. Legit, real deal, $86 million. Like, the first injury, they knew that what they would get, a torn ACL, but then we lose him another year and a half after that. Never heard a whisper, never heard no complaint. $86 million for rehab, right? And then last year, like if he takes the 2 for $48, he's literally making more than Malik Monk, more than KCP. Like he's making more than these cats. And then he probably could get another year, like if he performs, right? But Clay Bay, he bet on himself, fellas. He bet on himself, and he kind of overshot himself. Mm. Like, so what is the Warriors supposed to do? Like, you bet on yourself, bro. Like, this dude has been mad and angry for the last 2 years, and none of us, we get on the radio and we all trying to figure out, what is he mad about? Like, he never looked at it as a blessing to be able to play this sport again and just be out there. He has been angry, visibly angry, for 2 years. And like, guys, we gotta remember this. Clay was the guy who said, I ain't sacrificing S. Like, I don't think we realize what that means. It's not like he, I'm not calling him selfish, but guys, Clay feels himself. And if others don't feel him the way he feels himself, he looks at it like disrespect. I mean, guys, he bet on himself. And so, and the last thing Casey leaves in everybody's mouth is 0 for 10. So now are we supposed to be mad at the Warriors that they may say, you know what, man, you should have took the 2 for 48 because we don't got 2 for 48 for you no more, man. Like, who is he supposed to be? Like, Guru, honestly, do we think that they did something wrong by him? I mean, maybe, yeah, we gave Dre the 4 for 100, but, dude, we was going to give you 2 for 50, take the 2 for 48, and then maybe you add another year on top of it where you get another 20 to 25 after that. I just don't understand what they did wrong to him. Guys, we all know Clay has been just an angry guy since he came back. And I don't know why he was so angry. He just was.
Well, we said earlier, him getting moved to the bench might have been it. How about that?
I get it. But he the one who came out and said, hey, Manu Ginobili went to the bench. Why can't I? He said that, Clay. I mean, cool. Yeah. Like, does that mean he done wrong? Because you got moved to the bench? Cause you should have took the 2 for $48, cool. Yeah. He bet on himself, man.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. Nobody did it wrong. If there's any sour feelings with Clay leaving, it ain't from the Warriors or the Warriors fans. It's because the way he's going out, man. I don't get it.
Well, here's what I think.
Yeah, to share with us, because I'm wondering if that 2 for $48 was gone, Stoney. It sounds like
Sure it was.
Wow.
I don't think there's any doubt it was gone.
He wanted to put on a new jersey for show.
However, I still think there's – and
talk to me.
This is just the way I would feel. And I'm not saying Clay's right, but I'm saying I could see how Clay feels. Draymond Green, he had an opt-out, and he used it. He didn't have to opt out, but okay, he did. And he got broken off. Klay Thompson, no chance you could ask Klay Thompson to take half of what Draymond Green is making. Like, I wouldn't have done it either.
Yeah. And I love your premise of, you're not saying it's right. You can understand. I built this, if not more, us three together, and I'm the one that gets half of the years that you gave the guy that, with all the transactions that I can firmly say ruined two seasons. But the fallout from this, Steinie, is we're waiting on that player, if it is, or a pick. But don't tell me D'Anthony Melton, who's way younger than Clay, only played 38 games last year. If you're going to go into a season with him as your replacement, no shade in Melton, but good God, that's not how I saw it playing out.
Again, I'm not saying Clay is right.
I hear you.
What I'm saying is I can absolutely see where he is coming from, especially last year. When again, Draymond opted out and they took care of him.
Mm.
And the offer that they presented to Clay was half of it, less than half of it. Because it was half as many years. All I'm saying is I can see how Clay saw the writing on the wall at that point.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jason. Jason's in Berkeley. What's up, Jason? How you doing?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to say, like the other caller said, let's stop the negativity really on Clay. We don't know who was right or who was wrong. That's a discussion for another day. But people calling up talking about Clay's a cancer, miss me with that. This guy's a Bay Area legend. Yeah. This guy's a champion. This guy's given us amazing memories. This guy always held himself properly. He gave his all on the court. This guy is a legend. So let's not disrespect him and remember all the memories that he's given us. You know, nothing lasts forever.
Appreciate the call.
Fans are just dealing with the pain, Steinie, or the hurt of, like you said, the dynasty it'll never be the same. You know, the run with the big three are gone. And I just feel for Clay in the sense that I think how it all played out, the wrong guy got rewarded and the wrong guy is leaving. I can say that and stand on it.
Well, I mean, you could say, well,
he could have taken the 2 for 48, but you're right. It was about pride and ego.
Yeah. I mean, on the court, you could argue Draymond deserves more money, but at what point does off the court matter at all? There's no way that Klay Thompson looked at how Draymond Green conducted himself over the last 2 years and what he got and thought to himself, I deserve half as much as that.
Mm. I think they correctly read Klay Thompson's market. They incorrectly read Klay Thompson.
That's a four.
The person.
Yeah. And I'm going to just say this, Steinie, because I know you may scoff at it for anybody out there, but 18 points a game, although we know he was streaky, 39.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
auto parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.